You're listening to Trucker Shuckers, Freaks and Geeks with your old pal me, Mr. G. This is Cherokee's Uprising. The Mad Plates kicking off this long, long, long overdue or underdue, depending on your thoughts. Does that make any sense? Of course it doesn't. I never make any sense. This is G-Minus Mark, Truckers, Shuckers, Freaks and Geeks. It's been, what has it been? A long time? A year? I don't know. Maybe not that long. It's been a long time. Lots of reasons, and I think throughout the 10, 12 years of doing this, I doubt there's an episode goes by that I don't go, well, I've been busy. Well, I've been busy. I can't say no more about that. Also, I had a major sound problem. Yeah, another thing I always say. My sound card stopped working. And then when I did get it to work after, I kind of re-plumbed everything here because I put in a tube amp. And then I got it working and then it wouldn't work. And then it turned out there was technical stuff and someone kicked a monkey and I don't know. Anyway, back. That's all I really need to say about that. The Mad Plaids or Mad Plants, Mad Plaids on Golden Crest, Blood Rare, something I picked up very locally, which was good. I like to start the show off with an instrumental. I'm not really an instrumental collector, but I like to start the show off with an instrumental. But next I'm going to sort of kick the proceedings off. It's going to be a kind of rock and roll, rockabilly show this week. This year, this is my once a year podcast. Picked up lots of good things because it's been a long time, so I've had time to. Something else picked up locally that was just great to get. Alden Holloway on Dixie. Starry Custom Press. This is Blast Off because we're kind of blasting off.
Minus five, minus four, minus three, minus two, minus one. Come on, baby, let's have fun. Blast off. Blast off. Make a trip to the stars, beat some Mars. Come on, gal, with me.
Thank you. baby, let's have fun. Blast off, blast off. Take a lover's chase in outer space. Come on, gal, with me.
Can't beat a good threat to get your woman back. Ray Strong started Custom Pressing. You're going to reap what you sow on the Rocket label. The Marshall, Texas. Got that from Nakulu Conrad. It had a nasty warp in it that I flattened. Fairly successfully, actually. Trouble is with de-warping records is sometimes it works and sometimes it goes horribly wrong. It worked in that case. So what have I been doing? I've been buying records. Every day off over the last few months, I've been hitting the road. Instead of just trying to buy, you know, from dealers and other people I know, I've been thrifting it and, you know, just calling people and trying to make contacts. And it's worked out pretty well. It's always hard work. It's a lot of driving. But I like that kind of thing. And it's been the summer, so, you know, I've been jumping in the truck and putting on the air conditioning, putting on the music and just driving and driving and driving and thrifting and all that kind of stuff. And there are days that I come back with nothing and there's days that I come back with good stuff. It's just the way the mop flops, as Elvis once said in, what was it, King Creole? It was, wasn't it? It was King Creole. See, I remembered something. What do we got next? Oh, yeah, this is quite good. It's quite rare. Another Stardate Custom Pressing for you. Already had to pause it there. It's already going horribly wrong. Another study custom pressing for you out of Texas. Weren't most of them? No, they weren't, I guess. This is Beam and Force on the Rodney label. There was a slight Eddie Cochran connection with him. He recorded another record, which I've also got, and my mind's gone blank, under the name of Tom Force, called They Call You a Small Fry, which was reworked by Eddie Cochran as to be called Cradle Baby. And the rumor used to be that he was on guitar on this one, but I think he's not. I think he may have played on, you know, the other one, They Call You a Small Fry. This is a pretty scarce record. It's pretty beaten up. He was the cousin of Truett Force, who recorded Chicken Bop on Starday. I don't have that one. I need that one. But I do have this one now. And like I say, it's trashed, but it's not the kind of record that comes along that often, so you grab it when you can. Beam and Force.
A ladder, I'd love them all. Ooh, boy, what a night. Ooh, boy, what a fight. Ooh, man, what a brawl. Think by now I've seen it all. Some big guy gets the feeling right. He's all lit up and he wants to fight. He took his fight on me, the louse, just cause I'm the least man in the house. Ooh, boy, what a night. Ooh, boy, what a fight. Man, what a brawl. Think by now I've seen it all. Went flying all over the place, got me one right in my face. The bartender hollers, cut the jag, then the joint blew up like a powder keg. Ooh, boy, what a night. Ooh, boy, boy, what a fight. Ooh, man, what a brawl. Think by now I've seen it all. My nose was flat, my pants was tore. Went through a window and stood to the door. Come back, I heard my sweetie call. Says, heck no, baby, I've seen it all. Ooh, boy, what a night. Ooh, boy, what a fight. Ooh, man, what a brawl. Think by now I've seen it all. Well, I got married, went to living right. My dear little wife likes to fuss and fight. The neighbors ask me how I feel next day. Well, all in the world I gotta do is say is, ooh, boy, what a night. Ooh, boy, what a fight. Ooh, man, what a brawl. Think by now I've seen it all.
Oh, pure Hicksville. That was Curly Griffin on the Atomic label. He recorded 345s for Atomic. I have two of them. I don't have the third one, which is called You Gotta Play Fair. Two out of three ain't bad, is it? Come on. He was a friend of Carl Perkins. I think they lived in the same area, town, I don't know. From what I recall, from what I've read about him, he was almost blind. He wore big, heavy, thick glasses. And Carl Perkins was the lead guitarist on that, and I think he was the guitarist on, I don't know, I know Perkins played on that one. Curly Griffin wrote Bop in the Blues for Carl Perkins, and I think Dixie Fried, I think. I mean, that song lyrically is so similar to Dixie Fried. Good songwriter, Mr. Curly Griffin, although he didn't sell many records, which is probably why that one's quite rare. I digress. What do I get now? Oh, next, man, this is, well, I mean, gushing about this, I mean, been lucky to get all the things I've played so far, but I don't know, this one made me happy. Got this from Neil Scott. I think he actually was either a spare or he actually upgraded or downgraded, I don't know. I mean, Neil, like myself, is fond of the, actually prefers the beat up rare record like I do, and this is certainly beat up, it's certainly rare. This is the Midnighters, not the Hank Ballard / Royals Midnighters. No, this isn't Annie Had a Baby. This is the Midnighters verse featuring James Savage on the Lucky Star label, and this is called Rock These Blues Away. Oh, this is so good.
Since you left me, I just started having fun. Go down to the hop and I rock till the day is done. I'm not true, no, don't doubt me. I'll give you all that I've got. Well, I think about you all the time. Yes, it's you on the mind. Oh, how I love you. baby, times are changing. You got to settle down. You got to find a sweetheart. If with these running around, you can't have me. And take all that I've got. Well, the thing about you all the time, yes, it's you who own mine. Oh, 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 how I love you. Oh, 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 how I love you. Oh, 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 how I love you.
Oh, that's a great double-sider. Daryl Speck and the Rebel Rousers on the Alvic label. First heard that, like many things that I wind up buying decades later, on a Buffalo Bop album back in the day. And I don't know, there's always something really rewarding about, you know, having something you've known on an LP that you kind of grew up with, and one day you land an original. I mean, yeah, why would that be a bad thing? It wouldn't. Did you say it was a bad thing? No. Did I know? I'm just do you know why I'm less coherent than I usually am? Because I had 3 hours sleep and it's 7:17 a.m. in the morning, and I got up so early that I wound up doing this. It's my day off. I got to go and look at records later. But decided for some reason it was a good idea to start this at like 7 a.m. Next, another beat up. They're all beat up. Another beat up record on Linko. This is Clyde Owens. He recorded Right and Ready for that other label. Just forgotten, the blue label. Clyde Owens and the Moonlight Ramblers, Swing It Little Katie. I always thought there was two versions, a wild version and this version, but it kind of looks like the wild version that was on a white label album. It's actually a kind of a weird remix of this one, which I didn't figure out till very recently. Anyway, this is it.
Well, I took my little kitty to the dance last night. Was rocking and rolling and doing all right. Now swing, little kitty.
Swing, little kitty.
Swing, little kitty.
Swing, little kitty.
Yeah, swing, little kitty. And a baby, you can't go wrong. Yeah, when the music starts turning the light down low, hear me, little kitty, now holler, let's go. Let's swing, little kitty.
Swing, little kitty.
Yeah, swing, little kitty.
Swing, little kitty.
You swing, little kitty, and a baby can't go wrong. We'd swing to the left and back to the right. Me and my little kitty were swinging all night. I swing, little kitty.
Swing, little kitty.
You swing, little kitty.
Swing, little kitty.
You swing, little kitty, and a baby can't go wrong. Took my little kitty to the dance last night. Was rocking and rolling and doing all right. Now swing, little kitty.
Swing, little kitty.
You swing, little kitty.
Swing, little kitty.
You swing, little kitty. And baby, you can't go wrong.
My baby want to go. I didn't hear her leaving. Well, she didn't even close the door. Shout with glee. She can't mean more to someone else than what she means to me. I love that woman. I've got to have her all the time. I've got to have her near me, or she eases misery on my mind. To ease this misery on my mind.
I guess most people would know the version by Marty Robbins better. Ronnie Ray and the Playboys, Mean Mama Blues, and that's on the Circle Dot label out of Minneapolis. Yeah. It's good. Something else I picked up, like all of them. Next, we've got a guy who recorded a couple of different records. This is Billy Match. He recorded, probably his rarest record is I Want My Baby Now, which was a Stardy Custom. He also recorded this song twice. I got both. The other one's even more beaten up than this one. He recorded this on Meridian, but a different version. Also still a great version, with a great flip called I Wonder. This is the kind of more rock and roll version that he recorded for the Impala label. I think this is an RCA custom. I'm not sure. I can't remember. Someone will correct me if anyone's listening. Billy Match, It Makes No Difference. On Impala. This is it.
It all made no difference, honey, baby, with me. It's your love that I'm after. Baby, can't you see? I don't want no forcing, no fighting or strife. I just want you with me the rest of my life. There was a time when I believed that you were the cheat. Scares me nearly a half to death to think about you leaving. Oh, man, no difference. Yeah, but I don't fall. Just to want your love. And honey, baby, that's all. Shine. I just want you with me, baby, all the time. I'm gonna give you sunshine you ain't never seen. Just because, honey, baby, you're the girl of my dreams. There was a time when I believed that you were the cheating. Scares me nearly half to death to think about you leaving. Oh, man, oh, dear. I don't fall, just to want your love, and honey, baby, that's all.
Well, I'm a madman, baby, when I see another man with you. Yes, I'm a madman, baby, when you do like you do. And when another man says, hey, look at that, baby, well, I get real mad and I turn red in the face. Cause I'm a jealous man, baby, when I'm out on a date with you. Well, I've been a bad man, baby, to try to turn your love to me. bad man, baby, cause it don't seem to be. But if you ever say,
I love you, boy,
well, I'd die right then, I wouldn't live anymore. I'd be a happy man, baby, so happy it would really hurt me. But I'm a bad, sad, mad man, trying to win your love, yes, I'm a madman, baby. Yeah, yeah, I'm a madman. I'm a madman. I'm a madman, baby. Trying to win your love, yes, I'm a madman, baby. Well, all right. Well, I'm a madman, baby, when it comes to making love to you. Baby, when you do like you do. But when another man says, hey, look at that, baby, well, I get real mad and I turn red in the face, cause I'm a jealous man, baby, when I'm out on a date with you. Oh, I'm a madman, baby. Yeah, yeah, I'm a madman. Woo! Yeah, I'm a madman. Well, I'm a madman, baby. I'm a madman.
Hey, he's mad. He's mad. Yeah, Willie Ward and the Warblers on the Phoebe label. Recorded as Willie Ward and later on as Ward Darby. Also cut Iggy Joe on Star, which I don't have. Cut an intro as Ward Darby as well, and then I think he was on Imperial after that. I think there's even an LP. I don't know much about his Imperial stuff for some reason, but I don't think it's as to my taste as that one is. Got that off of Pascal Perot. It's killer. What about this one?
Yeah, it's bullshit.
And I'm mighty pleased to have it. Mighty pleased to have this next one as well. Next, I'm going to play you a good old bit of David Gates, John Cale, and Leon Russell. Am I going to play Bread? No, I'm playing Dough, which is pre-Bread, in the form of Ronnie Franklin and the Vibes. Ronnie Franklin was a pseudonym for David Gates. I didn't know that till fairly recently, and it's so obvious, it's ridiculous. Always wanted this record. One came up on eBay. It's pretty beat as. Do I even need to make a prerequisite with telling you things are beat? But it's on Perspective. It's pretty baby. It's just a great record. I love it.
I have missed you so. You
Friday and we gonna go down to the hall. We gonna throw us one big ball. We gonna throw us one big ball. Let's go. I'm gonna whisper in your ear, tell you that I love you dear, and you gonna only want for me, and you'll always, always be. You are the only one for me. Let's go. Baby, 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 I love you. Baby, 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 I love you. Well, 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 we gonna go down to the hop. We gonna show them how to pop. We gonna kick off both the shoes. We gonna dance away the blues.
We gonna dance away.
A man who was very fond of saying the word we, Eddie A, E-A-Y, Dancing Girl on Echo. Not the Chicago Echo, which was E-K-O, not the California Echo, which was E-K-K-O, but E-C-H-O, which was an Austin, Texas record. Yeah, it's a stupid song. I kind of like that record, but it's stupid. I mean, can you imagine, like, he's your date? Oh, yeah, thanks for, you know, asking me out. What's, you know, what have you got planned? We gonna go down to the hop. We gonna go and bop. We gonna have a ball. Let's go. You know what? I think I've changed my mind. I've just realized I've got to study for something. You go on your own. Next, I got two Canadian rockers. Ah, you betcha. This wasn't a very good Canadian. That was more Fargo, wasn't it? Ah, oh, gee heck, Mr. Nygaard.
Lester, have you been a naughty boy?
Ah, gee. Killed my wife. The Prowlers. Les Volt and the Prowlers. This is a hard original to find because a lot of times the bootleg that came out in the 70s gets sold as an original, but there is quite a difference when you see the two next to each other. The Prowlers, this is Rock Me Baby. They did a few singles on Aragon. This is the only one I own, so this is the one that I will play.
Please, please, baby, you're my got a car, not much class. Ooh, my baby, it's funny fast. Now go hot rod, go, go, go hot rod, go, go, go hot rod, go, go. Fastest car in town, now white ball tires, color of blue. We'll have a ball in it, me and you. Now go hot rod, go, go, go hot rod, go, go, go hot rod, go, go. Fastest car in town, well, me and my baby, you are mighty fine. We're running around and run down the line. She looked at me, she turned around. She said, please, daddy, please slow down. Oh, go hot rod, go, go, baby, go hot rod, go, go, baby.
Yeah, he's got the fastest car in town. The Stripes, Hot Rod on Aragon. Two records I got from the same guy, both from Ben Shulman, Toronto, I think. And he's great, and they're great, and I like him. Both of those records suffer, in my opinion, from production. They could have both been so much better with like a couple more takes and just a louder mix on the guitar. They're just kind of lo-fi. They're great, but they are what they are. This next record is a real beater I picked up recently, and I'd never heard this version. Weird, really. It's on the RBE label. It's the Velvets. Sounds like it's a doo-wop record. I'm going to play two cover versions next. This first one is... this is a really good cover version. This is a cover version of the Ronnie Hawkins song. Wild Little Willie. Don't know anything about this band, but they're pretty raucous. This is it.
Why? now is low real now. Hey, honey, don't. Well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. No, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Say you will when you want. Honey, don't. Well, I love you, baby, and you ought to know. I like the way that you wear your clothes. Everything about you is so doggone sweet. You got that sand all over your feet. Now, hey, honey, don't. Town. Baby, you've been slipping around. Hey, honey, don't. Well, now, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Say hey, you will when you want. Honey, don't. Let's go now. Let's give it again now.
Beautiful train wreck that record is. Tyrone Schmidling on the Andex label, Honey Don't. Record I got a few months ago in Tacoma. It just fell out of the sky. I was walking down the street, I was looking at the mountain, and all of a sudden, like, a copy of Honey Don't just fell out of the sky and into my record collection. Tyrone Schmidling, if I remember rightly, the story was he won some kind of talent show, and the prize was that you get to record a track for their label. He turned up at the studio, decided to do Honey Don't, and then they said, what do you want to do for the flip side? And he said, flip side? Oh, I don't know. And they said, well, you want to make something up, we'll play some music and you sing something like, you know, I'm Gone or She's Left or something. And pretty much he did just that. I would play that, but I just decided to play that side. You could like send in a request, but I don't do requests. I don't do that. This is for Joe and Barbara, who are going down to the Rockabilly Ball next week, and they just want to give a heads out to Sandra, who made him a fantastic casserole to take with them. I don't do that. I don't really do much. I'm kind of lazy. I've been doing this podcast for, I think it's 12 years, and still haven't figured out how to do the levels or thought of anything interesting to say. It's just, it is what it is, which is a very poorly put together, bad sound quality podcast. But people, every once in a while, asked me for it. When I was in Vegas, a couple of people said, when are you going to do a podcast again? And I think, really? You want me to do another one? I mean, they're never very, they're like, if you wanted to play somebody, you know, the example of how not to edit and put together any kind of music podcast, surely mine would be at the top. Actually, James Marshall's first couple of independent podcasts that he did from his house, they were up mine with inept production and mistakes, which made me feel good, because he was pretty much the reason that I wanted to do this, because of his old show on WMFU. So I was kind of thrilled when he had a new show, and I was also kind of slightly pleased that he had more technical difficulties than I did, although I think he sorted it out now. I digress. This next record someone gave me, it's cracked, but you know, it was free. It doesn't affect the play. Well, I always say that, and I go and play it, and I get 30 seconds in, and it won't play. But there's no way I was going to buy one of these. Mac Allen Smith. Mac Allen, good name. Skeleton Fight on Statue.
Yeah, it was free.
While I have nothing to do, all the dark and the rainy night, well, I was cruising by a lonely graveyard when I saw such a terrible sight. Two bones were was a digging, but they were sitting right out of the ground. But they were digging back to back, and neither of them looked around. So finally they both was out of the grave and on the ground by a big tombstone. They're such a fad I've never seen. They screamed, screeched and moaned. Oh Lord, it was a fight. It took place that night. Old Barney head was a knocking, the skinny old bone was popping, and I was hit by a big headstone and I was scared half to death. Well, one of them named Thomas, while the other one named Sam, and that's what they called each other, and they rolled around the ground. But Sam, he said to Thomas, you've been a very too close to me. You know, you keep me awake with all the noise you make. We're both put here to sleep. Oh, Lord, it was a fight. It took place that night. Old Barney head was a knocking. His skinny old bones were popping. And I was hit by a big headstone. And I was scared half to death.
Oh man, I've been looking for that one a long time. It's the only record that I can think of that I have from New Zealand. Four City Rock, Pete Lewis on the Peak label. Pete Lewis featuring the Trisonic Beat. He did a few records on Peak. That's the only one I've got. It's just great. I got that off of Dan Ring in Australia, who did kind of what I do, only in the reverse manner. He was like, I really need to buy this blues record, so I need to sell you this kind of rockabilly record, whereas I will often kind of be in the I need to buy this rockabilly record, does anyone want to buy this blues record, because I love blues, but I don't have a very it's not that I don't have a good collection of it, it's just sporadic and it's not very well organized, and it's the first thing to go when I need money. So that will put us on an Australian tip. Now, I do realize that New Zealand and Australia are not the same place. I will say that before I go into that. I got a couple more Australian, not that the, oh, you know what I mean. We're going to play a couple of Australian records. By the way, like many people, I first heard that Pete Lewis record on the Back from the Other Side series that Case Klopp did, which was a collection of New Zealand and Australian artists. And I think a lot of us at that point had not heard most of that stuff, unless I guess you were Dennis Williams in Australia. You probably heard it all. I digress. This is a record I got recently. This is Betty McQuaid on the Aster label, also came out on the Go label. She's tackling Wanda Jackson's Tongue Tied, and it's amazing, really, because she out-wanders Wanda. And this is better than Wanda's version. You know, it really is. But she kind of almost records it the way you wanted Wanda to do it. It is what it is. I said that already. Betty McQuaid, Tongue Tied.
Well, two and one polish and three and one's oil.
Johnny Devlin on the Prestige label from Australia. What's really weird about that record is it's a cover version of the Jimmy Lloyd record, which came out in Roulette and had Your Gone Baby on the flip. And this is also, it's a double-sided cover version. It has this and it also has Your Gone Baby. And what's really weird is how close, it's like they tried to copy it almost exactly. Except Devlin kind of struggles with some of the words. There's a few words in there that I think he didn't quite get right. Who am I one? Perfect example. Who am I to judge one on their elocution, seeing as I am as tongue-tied as Betty McQuaid was? Ooh, that was a pretty good tie-in. I'm quite proud of that one. What do we got next? We got a couple of records from Johnny Fair. Johnny Fair. Probably best known... What's his real name? Faircloth or something like that. Fairchild. Fairburn. I forget. Sure, it's like Faircloth or something. Probably had the most fame as Donnie Brooks' song Mission Bell. I've seen 100 times and it's in every junk box, but I couldn't for the life of me hum the tune for you. Burfaloo, I guess, was his first well-known record, which was a weird... I'd kind of like to know the full story of that. We're kind of digressing slightly, but Burfaloo by Johnny Fair was originally Burfaloo by Johnny Burnett. And Johnny Burnett recorded that with the backing that you hear on the Johnny Fair version. But there's this whole weird history with that song. So first it came out as Burfaloo by Johnny Burnett, or it was recorded. It didn't come out. Johnny Burnett recorded it, and then Dorsey Burnett overdubbed it. Now, if you listen to the Dorsey Burnett version that came out on Fair, which is very, very, very rare, you can hear like a slight double-tracked vocal, which you can also hear on Till the Law Said Stop. But the slight sort of underlaying faint vocal you can hear on the Dorsey Burnett version is him singing over Johnny's version, and you can just hear like little bits where they miss, where you can hear Johnny. But then, to confuse matters more, the Dorsey Burnett version came out and on C-Jam, but then Johnny Fair again overdubbed it, so you have the first version with Johnny's vocals that were removed almost, the second version where Dorsey sang over it, then the third version where Johnny Fair sang over those two already vocal tracks on there, getting the best known version. And then it came out again a few years later on Mercury, I'm trying to think, at Snacky Poo by the Del Mars. Again, the same record, the same guitar, the same back, the same vocals, dubbed over a fourth time. So what was going on? Why? I mean, it's a great song, but how do you get like four vocal overdubs of one record? It's puzzling. We may never know. But anyway, I'm gonna play two records by Johnny Fair, Donnie Brooks. Oh, he also recorded as Dick Bush, exactly, in Hollywood Party. But this is his other surf record, which is surf label, which is much, much, much rarer, and I was really glad to get a copy off of Nikulu Conrad. It was warped. It's not anymore. I flattened it completely successfully. I was pleased with this. This is I Fell For Your Line. The other side, Betcha I Getcha is undoubtedly the same session as exactly that he recorded as Dick Bush, because it's got that weird flute in it. But the side I like best is this side, because it's pretty darn great. And I'm going to follow it by another record of his that he recorded under the name of Johnny Jordan. Confused? Yeah, just forget everything I said, if you were listening in the first place.
Your line, baby, baby, you're gonna be mine. I fell for your line, baby, I don't wanna lose no time. Oh, when I close my eyes and you're kissing me right, I'm real sure, baby, I'll see the light. I fell for your line, baby, oh, baby, I like it fine. I flip for your line, baby, I wanna tell you more. Let me define. The kind of love I'm looking for. I'll put your arms around me, hold me real tight, cuddle up, baby, with all your might. I go for your line, baby, oh, baby, you're gonna be mine. I'm looking for. I'll put your arms around me, hold me real tight, cuddle up, baby, with all your might. I go for your line, baby, baby, you're gonna be mine. Baby, you're gonna be mine. Baby, you're gonna be mine. Baby, you're gonna be mine.
Tell me that you're gonna be mine. I wanna know your name. Baby, won't you play my game? Every time I wink my eye, all down the street you go passing me by. Still you're sweet, sweet, sweet. From the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, you're so fine, fine, fine. Tell me that you're gonna be mine. To me, honey, baby, can't you see? Is it because I'm just a little bit shy that you walk on down the street of passing me by? Still you're sweet, sweet, sweet. From the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, you're so fine, fine, fine. Tell me that you're gonna be mine. Sweet, sweet, sweet.
Sweet, sweet, sweet on the Jolt label, same label as Fatty Patty by Lee Pickett. I don't know what year that came out with, where it sits with all the others, but it's 50s, I guess. 58, I don't know, I'm guessing. Yeah, that came out under the name of Johnny Jordan. There was a copy for sale, and I think Mark Lamar sent me a message saying, you should buy that, you'll like it, it's Johnny Fair. I didn't know that, but I know it now. I'm going to play two records next by a hero of mine, guy I always collect stuff by, Whitey Pullen on the Sage label, a record I got off of Craig Simpson, and I'm very grateful that he sold it to me, because I've been
wanting that for a long time. And I'm going to follow it up by a kind of a hillbilly record. I know we've been playing mainly rockabilly, but we've had a hillbilly tint in it, which I found at a record show I'd never seen before. It is around, I guess. It's on YouTube. But when I found it, I was like, I have never seen this. And I think it was like $3. And this is Whitey Pullen's first record on Delta, and which was a Tennessee Nashville label. I'd never seen it. I'm like, well, I'm going to grab it. I think it's from 55, so I'm going to... It'll be a weird pairing because we've got a rockabilly record. Then we're going to follow it with a hillbilly record. But, you know, two from Whitey Pullen, who also recorded as Dwight Pullen on Carlton and died really young, I think, at like 28 or something of Hodgkin's disease. Yeah, what a tragedy. Anyway, the one I'm going to get is... I have had Tuscaloosa Lucy and Walk My Way Back Home for years, but first time I've ever owned this, and it's a good one as well. Whitey Pullen, Let's All Go Wild Tonight.
Come on.
I always
breath.
That's a real good sort of hillbilly bopper. Yeah, Whitey Pullen, Broke Waiting for a Break on the Delta label. Yes, that's what it is. What do we got next? I'm going to put it on pause because I'm kind of messed it up because I haven't queued up anything. Yeah, I'll be back. Okay, well, that was... I've had an idea. It's probably not a great one, but let's see if this works. I got something exciting happening. Well, relatively exciting. I'm having a special guest soon, and I thought I'd try and call him up and see if he wanted to talk about it. Let's see if he's in.
Howdy.
Brother Max Stevens.
Oh, you've reached Watch Shake.
Well, I'm doing myself one of those little podcasts. It's been a while. And...
Damn, it has, yeah.
I figured you might want to tell the listeners, all three of them, the exciting plans we've got for this coming, possibly October.
Yeah, I'm going to probably load up my little Honda Element with recording equipment and beef jerky and such and drive the 2,053 miles up to Halsey.
You said
we're going to do some recording, probably some perverted trucker songs.
Uh-huh.
And hopefully get some usable stuff. While I'm there, too, I'll ramshack your record collection when you ain't in the room.
Well, what I was thinking is we would tell the folks about the exciting news that we're going to do a couple of podcasts.
Yeah, we're going to do some podcasting, too. And it should be fun. I don't know if we're going to do accordion music or maybe just Ukrainian funeral dirges. It'll be something interesting.
Well, what I figured we would do is I would interview you, and you could go through a little history of your many decades of buying this kind of music, and I think we could tell a few stories about some of the characters you've met. I'm thinking Ray Harris.
Oh, absolutely.
Malcolm Yelverton, who you recorded with.
Johnny Bragg of the Prisoners.
See, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be the most exciting event since, I don't know, since they had that...
Some other exciting event, yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, just thought you might want to... I think you've got everybody pretty riled up now. I can just imagine the frenzy when they hear this.
Well, I hope it is. I just hope it brings... maybe 16 or 20 listeners into the fold.
Don't get carried away. I mean, yeah. I mean, that's like tripling my listening audience. So I'm going to play next. I was thinking of playing Wash Machine Boogie by the Echo Valley Boys, which when you think about it is a kind of a stupid but great record.
It's perfection. It's got the beat. It's got the hillbilly element that's lacking in so much music nowadays.
But
it's low fidelity.
But it still falls under this kind of rockabilly umbrella, which, you know, if you go on eBay, you can probably buy a rockabilly umbrella.
You can, too. It's got flames, that little lucky 13-year-old in a wrench, and a stray cat face.
And a Confederate flag.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, no, it's true. You can get one with a Confederate flag and some flaming dice and... when you open it, there's like a little device, and it plays The South's Gonna Rise Again.
Yeah, see, that's exactly where I envisioned it.
You can get a politically correct version that plays The Sun's Gonna Shine Again.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. So that's it. Well, Mac, thank you for, joining me. I'm sorry to have woken you up, because it's only...
Oh, that's okay.
You know, who needs...
It's about all right. It's... What time is it? A little after 10 here. Yeah, I usually sleep until about 3 in the afternoon.
But you got to go out and look for records, my friend.
Oh, I always go in that when people are asleep. I find good ones that way.
Five Finger Discount. Max Stevens, thank you so much.
thank you, Mr.
We're going to listen to a little bit of Wash Machine Boogie. Do you want to introduce it?
Well, let's introduce the Wash Machine Boogie.
Those
guys here.
Slip,
yeah.
Slip, slap, slap, slew. Thank you, sir.
Thank
baby, cause I wanna do that washing machine boogie with you. Hear that washer slapping them clean. I love the sound of your washing machine. Slap, 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 smooth. Come on, honey, and I wanna do the washing machine boogie with you. Well, old Blue Monday was our wash day. Now we learn the boogie, the blues away. So come on, baby, cause I wanna do the washing machine boogie with you. Slap, 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 slap. Come on, honey, and I wanna do the washing machine boogie with you.
Definitely more of a country record than a rockabilly record, but I thought it went nicely with the Wash Machine Boogie by the Echo Valley Boys, which is one I got off of Ira Pandos. Thank you, Ira. Not that he listens. Not that anyone listens. And thank you, Max Stevens. I called him up and said, hey, do you want to say a few words? But when I first called him, he was like, just a minute. I'll call you back. I was like, no, he's killed again. He's killed again. My baby's killed again. No, but he was asleep. Fair enough. I mean, you know, it's 10:30 in Texas. It was 8:30 here. I don't usually wake up till 11. I woke up at 6 this morning after going to bed at 2:30. Actually, 2:45. Just woke up and that was it. Because I'm going to look at records later and I can never sleep properly when I'm going to look at records. It's weird. It's like you're waiting for Santa Claus to come. You know. Next is a record I got off of Jake Camp. We're getting towards the end of this this podcast. It's been a long time. It's been a long time coming. Tragically Hip. Yeah, and I'm going to play a record I got from Jake Camp. I originally bought a copy of this off of Bob Solly in the 80s, a mint copy for £100. Sold it in the 90s because I needed some money. And never really managed to get another one until Jake put one up for $100, a beaten up copy. But I figure like 30 years after I bought the original one, which was £100, to pay $100 for one which isn't as good shape, it's pretty good, you know. This is an absolute stone cold killer. I used to make, in fact, like many podcasts ago, I did a tape. I did a podcast playing 45s from a tape I'd made in the 80s. That, you know, at the time I'd made a compilation tape off of LPs and stuff and repros and found it years later. And it was my absolute kind of favorite killer rockabilly tracks. And I played as many of them as I could on an original, but I couldn't play this one because I didn't have it. And it really is a blistering record. It's from St. Louis, I think. It's Midwest anyway. Jim McDonald, who recorded as Tennessee Jim on Choice, but on KCM. Oh, Kansas City Music. All right. Well, yeah, that makes sense. It's where Jake lives. Well, he lives near Kansas City. Anyway, it's Let's Have a Ball. It's so damn good. Play it loud.
Oh, it's Friday night and school is through. I want to have a party, baby. What about you? I got 3 nights to prowl and howl. You look so cute, a real slick gal. Come on, baby, let's have a ball. Had my eye on you since the first of school. You look so sweet and you played it cool. This is no time for the golden rule. Don't stay at home and be a fool. Come on, baby, let's have a ball. Oh, we went out of town to Pete's and Paul's. Everybody there was swinging their dolls. Come on, gang, let's get hip. You ain't seen nothing yet. Come on, baby, have a ball. In walk the cat in fix old shoes. Let's get hip and forget our blues. Come on, gang, they ain't a need to stall. Everybody here, have a ball. Come on, baby, have a ball. Oh, it's Monday morning, we're back in school, learning all about the golden rule. For Friday night, I can hardly wait. Me and that chick's got another date. You guessed it, buddy, we're gonna have a ball. You guessed it, buddy, we're gonna have a ball.
We're gonna have a ball. Let's have a ball. Tennessee Jim McDonald. Jim McDonald. That's it. I need my coffee. I managed to squeeze out a podcast, and if I keep playing stuff, the quality will deteriorate more than it already has, because that was all I pulled out. So it's been Truckers, Chuckers, Freaks and Geeks. You've been listening to G-Minus Mark broadcasting from the farmhouse situated between Interstate 5 and Hicksville. And who knows when I'll ever do another one of these things, but at least everything's working now. Oh, yeah, well, I'll be doing one when Mac comes. Mac comes, we were planning on doing a few podcasts. Who knows? Probably be too busy doing other stuff. So anyway, thank you for tuning in. I'm out of here. And yeah, blah, 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 blah. As the rabbits say, blah, blah.